Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for joining us on the weekday podcast. We pray today that you are challenged and encouraged by the Word of God. It is better than gold. And we are so grateful that you have joined us today. My grandmother and my mother make the most delicious homemade biscuits. Can I get an amen? We've had the same brown bread basket for years, and when it's brought out at my parents' home, you know the deliciousness is on the way. Man, they are so good. I've watched both my grandmother and my mother knead and roll out the dough to the perfect consistency. That recipe has been passed down to my brother, who now makes the same delicious biscuits. Now, notice I didn't share it had been passed down to me. Well, because I don't cook, and honestly, I don't think I'm very good. Do you have family recipes or traditions that have been passed down from one generation to your family? I love hearing stories from my grandmother and my parents of things they were given or taught and how they passionately taught them to my brother and I. It's just a sweet thing to have traditions and legacies passed from one generation to the next. Well, Paul writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1. He speaks of Timothy's sincere faith. Listen to this verse, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Did you hear it? It first lived in his grandmother, then in his mother, and now lives in him. Parents, grandparents, spiritual parents, friends, aunts, uncles, small group leaders, you have the opportunity to pass a legacy of faith to Timothy's. Timothy didn't believe only because his grandmother and mother believed. The scripture says his faith was sincere. Lois and Eunice's faith was living and active, and Timothy was able to see and hear and live around their faith. Let your Timothy see you read scripture. Let them hear you worship God. Let them hear you talk about the goodness and faithfulness of God. Let them see you honor others and share the gospel with those around you. Let's actively live pursuing Christ so that those around us are able to see, hear, and know that we love him. Then pray as we pass our legacy of faith down that our Timothy will have their own sincere faith to pass to someone else. I can't imagine a better legacy to give a Timothy than the legacy of a sincere faith. So who's your Timothy? Who are you around passing your faith to the next generation? I'm sure it will be better than homemade biscuits.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.